Now, a very special person, George Kudelchik III, how local towns are handling cybersecurity after several hit by hackers. George, good morning, good morning, good morning.
The Brad Davis, good morning to you.
Say, you know, I'll tell you something. When I look at this list, Facebook, Marriott, Dunkin' Donuts, hackers are going local, hitting cities and towns. What is going on in America?
Well, folks are not securing their data. They're not taking preventative measures to keep these bad guys out.
How do they get in? You know, a lot of people don't even know how they get in. For example, Dunkin' Donuts. I can understand they love the donuts, but how do they get in, George?
It's through a multitude of different things that they can do. They could, if folks aren't using good password protection, mm-hmm. if employees are just clicking on anything and everything willy-nilly and letting folks come in, and they gain access to the environment, and they just start collecting data.
George, Paul Pacelli here. I understand, you know, obviously part of this is that some of these companies do keep credit and debit card data. They do keep a list of some of the background of their purchasers who've used credit and debit cards, correct?
That is correct, and it does not take much for a hacker to get some valuable data to get your identity.
What do we do? So does this fall on the stores and the corporations? Are they just not paying for the level of security they should be paying on their end?
You nailed it. Yep, they're not being proactive. They're not hiring a company like Kelser Corporation to come in and assess their environment and grade their environment like a teacher grades a paper, mm-hmm. and implement multiple layers of security.
George, you know, when you talk about something like this, and there are thousands of people out there, and again, they want to know, you know, where do they come from? Where do these people come from that go after?
A lot of them could be rogue scripts that are just traveling through the internet and reporting back to a mothership, if you will, or a group of people that, you know, once they find out there are vulnerabilities. So it's not necessarily someone sitting behind a keyboard. There's a lot of malicious scripts and programs out mm-hmm. there just scouring the internet just to try to find these vulnerabilities.
Yeah, so these hackers, what they'll do, as you're saying, and for people who don't really understand what you just said, they will write these programs, then release these programs into the internet targeting certain businesses, and these programs actually do the work for the hackers, correct?
Correct.
Interesting. Now, I've had my debit card hacked twice at what I thought were legitimate local businesses. I made a couple of purchases a couple of years ago, put in my code, everybody said, thank you, sir. And sure enough, at one time, my bank was missing $700. The other time, it was missing $600. And we traced it back to, my bank and I did, a couple of locations where I used my card, and even though everything looked legitimate, that's where I got hit.
Yeah, unfortunately, nowadays, it's kind of frowned upon to let your debit card or your credit card out of your sight. You never know who the employee is, what their agendas are, and it's sad to say that, but anytime a card gets swiped, if it's double swiped, it could be swiped on a marker that's collecting your information. Yeah. That employee leaves and they have your information.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, but I never leave it out of it's never out of my sight.
Yep.
George, when we talk about this, and when you see what happens, it seems in this day and age that we live in, there's so much that we can do and so easily done that anybody can do it. I mean, they can rob you, they can do whatever they want to do. How do we stop it? What do we do to stop it?
A company like Kelser, what we do is we create awareness and we educate so folks could implement these types of measures to be more vigilant. So it's not very difficult. A lot of this stuff is, it can be stopped. You can minimize your risks by getting educated. You don't use simple passwords. Don't recycle passwords. Make sure the sites that you're going to have HTTPS. Don't let your credit don't give your credit card information out. Mm-hmm. Don't write it down. There's a lot of different things that we can you can do to stop this.
And one other thing that I've done using my cards is there are protections that your cards offer you. For example, maximum withdrawal a day for cash, maximum withdrawal per transaction. I know I have a couple of my cards blocked that they cannot be used by foreign entities for any purchases overseas. Those are obviously things that people need to look at.
Yeah, and you can also put a watch on your Social Security number. And like me, having a suffix being the third, my father and I used to get stuff on each other's credit reports. So there are a lot of different proactive measures and services you can put in place to make sure that anytime something hits your credit card, it's authorized or has to be authorized by you.
Any information website that we can go to for this stuff?
There's so many out there. You can Google them, but I mean, more or less, businesses need to get entrenched with a professional managed service provider like Kelsey to get more to be more educated and create awareness. But for stuff like that, there's a host of services out there. You can go through your main credit card company and give them a call.
Quickly, because we've just got a couple of minutes left. As far as the age group, who gets hit the hardest? The seniors?
It doesn't really matter. It's indiscriminate. It really is. It's if you become a soft target, if you've been hit once, your chances are you're probably going to get hit again. But they're really going after the businesses that are treasure troves for information like Social Security numbers, credit card information, things of that nature. It's indiscriminate. They're not targeting specific groups.
All right, George Kadelchuk. George, thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There you go. Well, I got hit twice, like I said, Brad, a couple of years ago. Once, the hackers took $600 out of my checking account via my debit card, and the other hackers used my card number at a mall in northern New Jersey.
Wow.
And one of the stops they made at the mall was a Chuck E. Cheese.
No kidding.
Yes. And the only reason I found out was that I went to go to dinner somewhere, and it was a place I always use this certain card. And the bartender came over to me and goes, "Your card got rejected." I said, "Huh?"